The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Satan is leading this world to the brink of all life being erased from this planet Earth. And that would happen if the true God doesn't return and stop it. But God the Father will send Jesus Christ back to save man from himself. Man will turn from fighting between themselves and will try to fight Jesus Christ at his return. Zechariah 14 and many places in the book of Revelation makes it very plain as to whom will win that war. But the point is, right up to the time of Christ's return, most of mankind living at that time will think his way is right because they are so deceived by the god of this age, Satan the devil, whom they follow and worship. This same god of this earth has most that call themselves Christians thinking all you have to do to be saved is just believe, therefore blinding this world of the purpose of life, which is to become like God with holy righteous character. And you have to surrender to the true God in obedience to him to become like God with holy righteous character. And that's what this world doesn't want to do. God will not give you his Holy Spirit, which is that spiritual ingredient connected to your mind that it takes to finish the creating of man, the spiritual creation of man, unless you obey him. You have a big part in God making you a spirit being. Now, if you have God's Spirit linked with your spirit, that is your mind, it still takes a long time for you to become like God. God-like character has to be built with the help of the Holy Spirit, which God gives to those that are willing and struggling to obey him. God's mind, attitude, and holy righteous character isn't built in a deathbed repentance or overnight. That's why God said, "Remember your Creator in your youth." God is in the business of transforming lowly man, that is matter, into sons of God, spirit beings like God and Christ. God is enlarging his family. Christ was the firstborn among many brethren. We brought this out many times on the Way It Ought to Be program and several times on this series of The Purpose of Life. Notice in Romans 8, verse 29, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." How was Jesus Christ? Are you like Christ? Do you have the mind of God? Are you perfect? Christ had the mind, the character, and the attitude of God. He was perfect. And that's what you have to shoot for, my friend, if you want to be born into the family of God. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18, Paul has this to say, "But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image," or it would mean likeness, "from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." Yes, Paul is saying that we're being transformed by the Holy Spirit from matter to a spirit being, a son of God, into the very family of God. That's the purpose of life. Paul is speaking to the church, that is, people that understand the plan of salvation, and telling us we're being changed to the image or likeness of God and putting on Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul had more to say in Romans 12 and verse 1. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." Paul says that's what we're here for, and that's what we should do. It's nothing out of reason to do that. Telling you to give yourself to God in serving him, meaning to obey him, get rid of self. Why doesn't mankind want to give up self? Well, it's because we're selfish, and we think that we're something special. But are we? Are you something special? Do you think you are? Would the earth stop turning if you died today? How long would you even be missed? I want you to notice how important you are in the eyes of God, especially if you are fully set on staying as you are with Satan's nature. And that's what human nature is. It's Satan's nature, which Adam and Eve began taking on in the Garden of Eden, and we've been putting it on ever since. Notice in Isaiah 40, beginning in verse 12, God has this to say, "Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, measured heaven with a span, and calculated the dust of the earth in a measure, weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who has directed the spirit, or it would be the mind of the Lord, or as his counselors has taught him? And God's trying to put us in our place, comparing himself to us. And that's what we need to do, my friends. We need to know that we're just lowly creatures down here, and that we would die if God closed his hand. Going on here in verse 14 of Isaiah 40. With whom did he take counsel? And who instructed him and taught him in the path of justice? Yes, the right way of life. Who taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? We like to measure self in comparison to one another, and God says that isn't wise, because it gets our ego up. But if we measure ourselves in comparison to God and Christ, then it should put us in our place. Verse 15, notice what God has to say, and this means you and me as well. Behold, the nations are as a drop in a bucket, and are counted as a small dust on the balance. God is saying that all nations put together is just like a speck of sand on a scale, not even enough to weigh. Look, he lifts up the isles as a very little thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor its beasts sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted by him less than nothing and worthless. God is trying to put you and me and everyone else in our place, get us to understand that we're nothing and that we're nothing without God. Verse 18, to whom then will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare to him? It's for sure, my friends, we cannot liken God to us the way that we naturally are with Satan's nature. And that's the point that God wants to get across to us, and God wants us to put on his nature. Get rid of self, which is Satan's nature. Verse 21 through 23, God continues here. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. Well, how do you look at a grasshopper, my friends? God says all people on earth, that is, especially if they aren't struggling to put on Jesus Christ, are like grasshoppers. He says he stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He brings the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth useless. God wants you to know that he can get along quite well without any of us. So can other people. God also wants you to know that you can't get along without God. Romans 12, verse 2, Paul continues, says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Paul says you've got to be transformed. You've got to put on a new, different way of thinking. Paul is telling you not to build the mindset and attitude of this world, its way of thinking and acting, which is the way of get, a selfish way of life. He goes on to say, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Yes, a new and a different way of thinking. Those that will obey God in this life are being transformed from our way, which is the way of Satan, a selfish, lustful, greedy attitude and way of life, to the way that God is, which is a way, a mindset of give, love, and concern, the attitude of a servant instead of self-importance. God has told us in his word where we fit and how we should think of self. In Isaiah 41, verse 14, God has this to say about the nations of Israel, and it means the entire earth. It says, fear not, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel. I will help you, says the Lord, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Yes, God wants to know what we're doing down here, wiggling around like worms. Now, should we think of self as being important when we are no more than a lowly worm in comparison to God? We human beings are wiggling around on God's earth and don't know where we're going. We don't know the purpose of life, why man was created, where we are going, or how to get there. We don't know what God meant when he said, let us make man in our image, after or according to our likeness. We don't understand the fact that the making or creating of man in God's likeness is in process now in those that are willing to obey God. We don't understand the fact that making mankind in God's likeness is a process over the span of your life. David surely understood that man is a lowly creature, and he asked God, what is man that you are mindful of him? Notice this account in Psalms 8, beginning in verse 3. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars which you have ordained. He asked the question. He said, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hand. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea that pass through the path of the sea. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, beginning in verse 5, notice what God said here. For he has not put the world to come, of which we speak, in subjection to angels. Now remember, David said God had put all things under man's feet. Now Paul says here that the world to come is not in subjection to angels. Paul adds more as to why God is mindful of man, because the world to come, that is God's world, the kingdom of God on this earth, will be in subjection to the sons of God and the brothers of Jesus Christ. Christ, the King of all the earth, and those that will be born of God at the return of Christ, will rule with and under Christ this whole earth. We will be co-heirs with Christ. All things will be put under our feet or our power. Hebrews 2 and verse 6, but one testifies in a certain place, saying, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you take care of him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor, and set him over the works of your hands. Verse 8, you have put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we do not yet see all things put under him. Yes, all things aren't under man yet. But now we do not yet see all things put under him. But that is coming, my friends. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons to glory, to make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. Verse 12, continuing here, I will declare your name to my brethren in the midst of the congregation. I will sing praise to you. Verse 13, and again I will put my trust in him, and again, here am I and the children whom God has given me. Yes, when Christ returns, this will all take place. All things will be put under the feet of man that make it into the kingdom of God. Oh, that you could understand why you were born and the purpose of life. Then just maybe you would begin to obey your Creator and remember him long before your death, while you still have time to let God, with your cooperation and obeying him by the power of his Holy Spirit, make you like he is in mind, attitude, and his holy, righteous character. Then you could say, as Job said in Job 14, beginning in verse 14, if a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my hard service I will wait till my change comes. You shall call, and I will answer you. You shall desire the work of your hands. Yes, God will desire the work of his hands. That is, if you put on Jesus Christ in this life, you could say, yes, God, you desire to make me a spirit being, a son of God, born into your family. As God's word plainly tells us, God is increasing his family. You can be one of them in the first resurrection to become a part of God's spiritual family. We have a couple of booklets, my friend, that you need to read. Why were you born, and born with a purpose? Just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or go online. You can order online, www.theWayItOughtToBe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.